We are joined by Steve Wachowski, the owner of Saber Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. And Steve, before we talk about some homeowner tips, you had a client who wanted to move a thermostat because of, was it too hot in one room, and they wanted to try to change things up? But that, I never even thought of moving a thermostat because I didn't think it mattered where it was. Does it?
Well, you want it in the center of your house, mainly on the main floor. And, you know, there's really only a couple of reasons to move a thermostat. The most obvious one is if it's in direct sunlight.
Okay.
You don't want it in direct sunlight because when the sun hits it, it warms it up and gives it a false reading. The other thing that we've seen, which is a tremendous design flaw in the house that's being built, is you're in a two-story home. Most of the time, you've got a ductwork going up from the basement through the main floor to the upper floor. And sometimes you'll see a heat run in the wall behind the thermostat. Well, obviously, if you've got a heat supply behind a thermostat, that's going to radiate hot air or cold air, and that'll throw that thermostat off. So outside of those two issues, moving a thermostat really doesn't do anything. What's very common, and we do a lot of new construction, so we see a lot of balancing issues, is you'll have a room upstairs that'll be cold. And it's real simple to fix that because the furnace only produces so much air. And we design a system that allows the air to be balanced. And what I mean by that is, like, in the main room, let's say your living room is where your thermostat is.
Yep.
Well, if that room heats up faster than the room upstairs that is cold, a simple solution is to reduce the amount of air that is going into that living room. And you do so by going over to the register. Most of the time, there'll be an inside damper, or you could just shut the register off, either way. And even though you shut that register off, you're still going to get some blow-by going through that register. So you're not shutting it off 100%. But you'd be surprised how much of a difference that makes on the heating cycle. So instead of running, let's say, 2 minutes of heating cycle, by shutting that off, that'll push the air further away from that room, get more air to that upstairs room, and have a longer heating cycle, which will balance that house.
Now, you had mentioned, and you had mentioned in some notes you sent, and also you just mentioned a few moments ago, do you go into many houses where, I mean, I would think that would be the first thing if you're installing, you don't put the thermostat in sunlight. I mean, ours, there's no window anywhere near it. Do people actually put it where there's a window that can get sunlight on the thermostat? Or is that old houses?
It happens. It's a mistake. I know that we watch for it. The electricians normally are the ones that run the wire for the thermostat.
Yeah.
And our national builders, they'll call it out in their print where to put that thermostat. But, you know, depending on how that house sits on the lot and which way it points, it is possible to get sunlight on that thermostat. But we do watch for it.
Yep.
But it's normally a mistake when that happens.
And
then we end up
so.
Moving the thermostat.
Well, Steve, do you have now? Are you the type of person on a Super Bowl Sunday? Do you go somewhere to watch with friends? Do you stay at home? I don't like being around people when I watch games anyway, because I don't want to talk to
well,
anyone.
It gets to be late too, and yeah, we had some people over for the Packer game, and that was okay. But no, for the Super Bowl, we pretty much just stay in and watch it ourselves.
That's what we're gonna do: hunker down and hopefully have plenty of pizza. Anyway,
yep.
Steve, have a great weekend, and I look forward to talking next week. And then after that, we'll see you down in Key West with the KQ Morning Show.
We'll be down there in a couple weeks.
That's right.
Nice and warm.
Looking forward to it. All right, Steve, thanks so much.
Yep.
If you happen to have a plumbing, heating, or air conditioning issue, get in touch with Steve or one of his staff at saberheating.com, SABRE heating.com. They will take care of you. And know this, if you're told by another company that you need a new furnace, get in touch with Steve. He'll send out one of his technicians free of charge to you to let you know if you really need one. A lot of times you don't need a new furnace. It's just a part that's needed. So get in touch with Steve and talk to him about that or one of his staff. They will take care of you. Absolutely.